Voters in many communities approve their local school budgets on town meeting day. Roughly 200 budgets were up for consideration and 91% were supported. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
According to the latest tally, 183 school budgets were approved, 18 were defeated, and there was one tie in West Rutland, where a recount will be held. Nicole Mace is the executive director of the Vermont School Boards Association. She notes that the 18 defeats are slightly more than last year, but lower than the 3 years between 2013 and 2015. Last year, 11 budgets were defeated, and in 2014, 37 budgets were rejected by voters. May says the number of budgets adopted this year is a sign that voters respect the work of their local school boards.
Vermonters continue to support their public schools and continue to place a lot of faith in their locally elected school boards to develop budgets that respond to the needs of students and taxpayers.
Last week, Governor Phil Scott urged voters to closely scrutinize their budgets and to consider voting against budgets that represented too much of an increase.
Many go and don't feel their voice can be heard. They don't understand what they're voting for. They have compassion. They want to take care of their kids. There's all kinds of reasons why we vote in that manner. But at this point in time, I think Vermonters understand enough's enough.
It appears that Scott took his own advice. He lives in Berlin, and he says he voted against the budget because it included too large an increase in per-pupil spending. Berlin was one of the 18 towns that voted down its school budget. School Board Director May says the statewide results indicate that most towns rejected the governor's plan to freeze all school budgets in order to provide additional funds for early ed, higher ed, and child care programs.
So it does not appear as though Vermonters responded to Governor Scott's call to solve our state's budget problems by rejecting school budgets.
On average, school budgets increased approximately 2%. May says it was very difficult for a number of school boards to meet this threshold because they had to factor in teacher compensation packages that had been put into place several years ago.
To the extent you're in a collective bargaining agreement that extends into a budget year, you have fairly limited flexibility in terms of costs that comprise roughly 80% of a budget.
Mace notes that because of provisions in the Affordable Care Act, most teacher healthcare contracts are due to expire this year. She hopes that both teachers and local school boards can agree on a reasonable path going forward.
I think it's important that boards engage in those negotiations with an eye toward the call for greater affordability and identify opportunities to realize savings where they can be found.
An analysis of school budgets considered on town meeting day shows that 8 were passed with increases and 1 passed after being cut. About a dozen communities will hold their school budget votes at a later date. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.